The Del Mar Gardens family began a tradition of caring for the elderly that's grown over the past four decades. Today, Del Mar Gardens' original philosophy of love, care, and understanding has flourished in each of their facilities. Count on the Del Mar Gardens family for the finest in home health care, hospice service, medical equipment, luxury retirement, and superior skilled nursing and rehab. Del Mar Gardens, the name you can trust, built on love, care, and understanding.
Some of our members are small business owners, and they know the secret to success is usually just that, a secret. So we built American Express Open Forum, an online community that helps our members connect and share ideas to make smart business decisions. We built this for our members, but we made it open for everyone. Connect at openforum.com. This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate. That's St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes, and McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from Top Gun Shooting Sports. The 12 days of Christmas from Massage Luxe, Season Spa and Salon, Top Gun Shooting Sports, Best Transportation, and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan and Ian are here with me. And if you want to be on with us to play the Harris Challenge, we'll clear off the early birds right now, give everybody a fair shot at getting in at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. As long as you have not played in the last 30 days, you may play today. Ian and I were just talking about Survivor, which we're both fans of, and which had a pretty amazing week this week. And you posed an interesting question to me there, which is, when are they going to bring back the person on Redemption Island?
Yes, because
they're down to five contestants now, and one of them's got to come back.
And one has a mother on Redemption Island, so
that's
that
right.
Be a pair.
There are two mothers on Redemption Island, but one of them, her daughter has been voted off, and she's on Redemption
Tina's
Island
gone.
Either, right?
Tina lost to you.
Tina and Nora are there,
right.
And now Tina's daughter Katie is with them.
So one of the two will be gone.
So I guess that show is going to be on the air for a couple more weeks.
Yep.
And The Amazing Race, another show we both like, is coming to its season finale this Sunday with no one I care about rooting for. That's just...
Yeah, not really.
I
just want to see that pink-haired girl lose.
Oh, big time. they always got to have
some... They've been entertaining, though.
Yeah.
I'll give them that much.
They're all pretty good contestants, and Well, we'll see what happens. Sunday night, that'll be on CBS. And don't forget, tomorrow, here on the Big 550 KTRS, we've got the SEC Championship game with Mizzou and Auburn.
Or at 6:30, I think.
As soon as we're done today,
yeah.
We'll go to the Sandy Miller and the Fox 2 News at 6. And then at 6:30, we're not kidding, we're starting our pregame coverage.
We are.
For the SEC Championship game, and we'll have Mizzou and Auburn live tomorrow here. Kickoff is at 3. On the Big 550 KTRS. All right, let's go to the phones and meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. It's the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'm a supervisor at a trash company. I'm married. I have two children and four bonus kids. And five grandkids.
Okay. When you say a trash company, you mean a company that goes around and picks up trash and recycling?
Correct.
Does your company also convert to the plow company?
No.
Because we used to live in a subdivision where they actually used the trash trucks with plows that were clamped onto the front in the winter. They apparently had made a deal with the subdivision,
Whoa. And
they had that contract as well.
Nice.
Wow. I already work 12 hours a day. I'm glad we don't do that.
All right, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And it will spill out three categories full of questions. You choose the one you want. Category one is always our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Questions about the news of the week. Category two, people named Nelson, but not Mandela. And category three, they have two Z's just like Mizzou. Oh, you see the connection there?
Oh, yeah.
Always thinking. Which one would you like, Brian?
Let's go with number three.
The Mizzou category?
They have two Z's.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you want to pass on a question, you can do that and come back and pick it up later, as long as you do it before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because that's when we'll tally up your points. If you don't get past the halfway of the 15 possible points, if you only get seven or less, I will have to punish you. But if you can get to eight or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
All right, Paul. And before I give the prizes, I have to say happy birthday to my daughter, Alyssa.
Happy birthday, Alyssa.
Today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. And you will have your choice of one dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or we'll give you a choice of a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs.
I strongly recommend their subs, so much so that I ate one today.
Oh, several locations.
Their location right here at Westport Plaza.
Yes. And we also have tickets for the Kenny Rogers Christmas and Hits show coming up at the Family Arena on Wednesday night.
Is this the show
11th.
Where Kenny's introducing his new face?
I believe it is. It's the Christmas show, hit show, and new face show.
Kenny Rogers and the, once again, first edition of my face.
Yes. Yeah.
So those are the prizes you may choose from, but if you get all 15 points, Brian, we call that a clean sweep, and you'll get the entire collection of all of those prizes, which has a value of well over
$1 million.
The category you've chosen, they have two Z's just like Mizzou. We've got 60 seconds on the clock, and now we're going to play the Harris Challenge. What is the brand name for a product that Hershey's calls licorice candy with a twist?
Twizzlers.
Correct. What word do we use for sporadic light rain?
Drizzle.
Correct. What is the nickname of Frank Zeller, the pro golfer who won 10 PGA Tour events, including two majors?
Pass.
Which U.S. restaurant chain, founded in 1958, is known for its steaks and salads?
Steaks and salads. Sizzlers?
Correct. What is the word for the part of a bird where food is crushed and ground?
Pass.
Back to the three-pointer. What is the nickname of Frank Zeller, the pro golfer who's won 10 PGA Tour events, including two major championships?
Puzzler? I don't know. Pass.
We're back to the part of the bird where the food is crushed and ground.
Is that the gizzard?
That is the gizzard.
And fuzzy?
Gizzards.
What was the other one?
Fuzzy.
I
was actually going to ask the judges if we could accept Fuzzler.
Fuzzler.
No. They will not accept that. We needed Fuzzy. Let's see how you did here, Brian. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four, and oh, wow, right off the bat, I've got to punish somebody.
Oh, boy.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about today's Punisher music. I thought that the Sound of Music Live on NBC last night would be so horrible that we could cultivate something from that and use it as punishment music. But the fact of the matter is that Carrie Underwood and Audra McDonald and the other people who were on there, while they're not good actors, they're all good singers. So there's no punishment music there. So instead, I read a story this week about a group that was around in the 60s in New Hampshire, an obscure girl group called The Shags. I played this once many, many years ago on my show, but I haven't used it as punishment music in at least a half a dozen years. The Shags were a group of three sisters whose father pulled them out of high school and put them in a band, even though none of them had any musical talent or played an instrument.
Oh.
They actually were able to get weekly gigs at at the Fremont Town Hall in Fremont, New Hampshire, where they lived. And somebody said, I'm going to let you record an album. And they did. Guess who has a copy of it? Yes, that's right. Me, the loser record collector. I bring it up because I read a story this week that one of the Shags, her name was Dot, who's now 65 years old, has decided to make another album. and she's got some musicians to work with her. Now, I will tell you that the Shags at the time, for some reason, got a little bit of an underground following. Like Frank Zappa said they were better than the Beatles. And Rolling Stone magazine named their album one of the 100 most influential alternative releases of all time. I believe that that's because these people were drunk. I'm now going to play for you a little bit of the original musical stylings, if you want to call it that, of The Shags.
Around the corners and over the bumps, every minute faster and faster, my heart thumps, my heart thumps.
They had no musical training?
Well,
no.
Finally,
wow. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah,
if I were to catch up, I had to move fast, to move fast. I stepped on the gas and just made the corner. Wow, I was almost a corner.
Is that English?
Their timing is great.
You know, if we randomly walked around Westport Plaza and asked people, do you play a musical instrument, and only accepted the people who said, no, I've never played any musical instrument, and then took them downstairs and put them on stage at the Playhouse here, that's what they would sound like, or they might actually be better than that.
I think they'd be better.
Those are the Shags, and that's your punishment music for getting only 7 points, Brian. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for playing. Have a good weekend. The bad news is I have more of the Shags in case I need it today.
Okay.
Other songs by them. Let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hello, everybody.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, not a whole lot to say. I just I got to say that I'm going for the Tigers tomorrow. I'm picking the Tigers in the game tomorrow.
Okay.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Tigers,
yeah.
So. All right. Which category would you like? We have you been paying attention? People named Nelson but not Mandela. Or our new third category, with tomorrow being the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, movies that may or may not live in infamy. Which one would you like?
Movies.
You want to do the movies?
Yeah.
All right, Mike, 60 seconds on the clock. Ian, cue up the Shags. Just have a feeling. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. What miniseries about the years leading up to the attack on Pearl Harbor starred Robert Mitchum, Ally McGraw, and Jan Michael Vincent?
Was that Winds of War?
Correct. For 1 point each, which two original Saturday Night Live cast members starred in Steven Spielberg's movie 1941?
John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd?
Correct. Which of these actors did not appear in the movie Pearl Harbor? Matt Damon, Cuba Gooding, or Alec Baldwin? Correct. What 1953 movie takes place in Hawaii in the days leading up to the attack on Pearl Harbor and stars Burt Lancaster, Deborah Carr, and Frank Sinatra?
From Here to Eternity.
Correct. What Japanese word appeared three times in the title of a 1970 movie about both the American and Japanese sides in the months before the attack?
The
Japanese word we were looking for was Torah. Torah, Torah, Torah.
Oh, Torah, Torah.
That
okay.
was the name
All
of the
right.
movie. But Mike, you got the one, the two, the three, and the four. That's 10 points. And a grateful nation thanks you. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your choice of the prizes while we move on to our next contestant. Hello, Ken.
What's happening?
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, it was my 50th birthday 2 weeks ago.
Happy birthday. Belated.
Thank you. I've got four great kids, one great wife.
You know, it only works if you say their names.
Jennifer, Sam, Ella, Jacob, and Kyle.
Okay. The categories left here, Ken, are people named Nelson but not Mandela, have you been paying attention, or our new third category, money makes the world go round?
Let's do money makes the world go round.
60 seconds on the clock. Ken, let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country is the currency known as the shekel?
Israel.
Correct. What country calls its currency the drachma?
Greece.
Correct. Which of these countries does not use the peso as its national currency? Brazil, Chile, Argentina?
Chile.
Brazil. In which country would you exchange your dollars for baht, B-A-H-T? South Korea, Thailand, or Vietnam?
Thailand.
Correct. What is the currency of Egypt? The dollar, the pound, or the mark?
pound.
It is the pound, and you've got 12 points, Ken. Congratulations.
Almost, man.
Yeah, you just needed one more for the clean sweep, but pretty good. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And here comes our next contestant. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm rooting for Mizzou this weekend, and I'd like to say hello to my beautiful wife, Karen.
Okay. Have you been paying attention, or people named Nelson but not Mandela?
Let's try Nelson.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Dan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Nelson is considered one of the main figures of outlaw country music?
It's got to be Willie.
Right. On what TV show did Larry Hagman play astronaut Tony Nelson?
I Dream of Jeannie.
Correct. Which Nelson appeared with Molly Ringwald in the movie The Breakfast Club?
Judd Nelson.
Correct. Who was the only man named Nelson to serve as Vice President of the United States?
Nelson Rockefeller.
Correct. What was the last name of the Nelson who pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals from 1965 to 70, including a 19-win season in 1968?
Well, here I am going for the clean sweep, Nelson Bryles.
I like to call the man Nelly. That's it. Dan, right. You got the clean sweep. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You have won the entire prize package, and Dan will tell you how you get your hands on that in just a moment while I say hello to our final contestant today. Hello, John.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I guess I might as well make it a clean sweep. But
died this week in a car crash.
Walker.
Correct. Paul Walker. Which Bruce Springsteen song's handwritten lyric sheet sold for $197,000 yesterday? Born in the USA, Hungry Heart, or Born to Run?
Born to Run.
Correct. In what Libyan city was an American teacher gunned down this week?
Benghazi.
Correct. Which car model did Ford introduce as redesigned for its 50th anniversary yesterday?
The Mustang.
Correct. This is for the clean sweep. What did a customer find in a hamburger she bought at a Wendy's in Lovejoy, Georgia? Was it half a joint, a condom, or a spider web?
Well, I'll have to go with a condom.
The correct answer is half a joint.
Oh.
An employee. There were only two people working at the store. One of them admitted that it was hers. She ended up
being fired. Oh, one of them won $15 an hour. Sorry about the editorial.
By the way, there was a half a joint in there. Makes me wonder, did the bite take up the other half?
Yeah.
I wonder if the customer said, I'm going to need some fries, dude.
Or it fell out behind her ear.
A little munchy right there. John, you got 10 points and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Paul. You guys have a wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that good stuff.
Thank you. You too as well. And I guess I got to put the shags back in the box.
Oh, man, they only got one plug.
We'll bring them out some other time, or maybe we'll get our hands on Dot's new album and use that as future punishment music. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com. When we come back, we have Mike Evans in Hollywood, and I've got a new batch of knuckleheads in the news.
And we are going to see how traffic is rolling along with this sloppy, messy, snowy junk out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, really not doing too bad, Dan. We do have that accident that was cleared on eastbound 70 near Adelaide. Now, one of the cars is still on the left shoulder, but traffic has thinned out in that area. On westbound 40, you're looking at some slow traffic between Spady and 141. You're a little bit heavy approaching the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40 downtown, you have thinned out, but you're a little bit heavy from the Poplar Street Bridge through Highway 64. In spots, southbound 270, heaviest between Olive and 40. And then again from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. And it looks like westbound 70, just a little bit heavy now as you're approaching Mid Rivers Mall Drive. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Kohl's Christmas List Sale Thursday through Saturday has lowest prices of the season on night owl specials from 3 p.m. till midnight today, and Saturday early birds till 1 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Japan has made war upon the United States without declaring it.
On December 7th, 1941, the Empire of Japan attacked the U.S. fleet at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, setting off the U.S. entry into World War II.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live
in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Over 3,000 sailors, soldiers, and airmen died that day, followed by the deaths of 24 million people during the war. The Big 550 asks that you remember those who gave their all so we can live the American dream today.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom-fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Good morning.
Hey, sweetie, hand me my toothbrush.
Here you go.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
A little togetherness goes a long way in the bathroom.
Raise your arm.
Time to call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths at 636-391-9099.
Grab a shower curtain. I'll pull you over.
My foot's stuck in the trash can.
Uh-oh.
They'll call you back. Provide an itemized estimate so you know what you're paying for. And their guys work when they show up.
Help me pull it off my foot.
Be it a large or small project, Callier and Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier and Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I think it's stuck.
Call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099.
What's that number?
636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
Have you had a heart attack, stroke, or have peripheral arterial disease? If so, you may qualify to participate in a clinical research study to see if the investigational medication may reduce the risk of having another heart attack or stroke. The study's investigating a different approach to reducing bad cholesterol levels. Eligible study participants will receive study-required care and may receive compensation for time and travel. To see if you may qualify, call 888-82-STUDY. That's 888-82-STUDY. Or visit CardioResearchStudy.com.
Hi folks, this is Ozzie Smith, and I'd like to tell you about my friends over at Golf Discount of St. Louis. As a professional athlete and a competitor, it is extremely important to me that my equipment is best fit to help me hit long drives and drain putts. That's why I only get my golf equipment from the expert fitters at Golf Discount of St. Louis. Not only are the prices always the lowest guaranteed, but the staff is the most experienced and knowledgeable in St. Louis. Don't just take my word for it. Visit any of the three convenient Golf Discount locations today. Tell them Ozzie sent you.
This holiday season, shop at Sports Authority, where you'll find there's nothing like the gift of sport. We've got the brands you love and thousands of items on sale now. And here's our gift to you. Now through Saturday, when you spend $100 or more, you'll get a $20 cash card free. Plus, we're giving away hundreds and hundreds of prizes in our $500,000 Gift of Sport Holiday Sweepstakes. So visit sportsauthority.com today to enter and see official rules. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority. All things sporting good.
Live music, dazzling lights, special effects, inspiring dance. Christmas Fantasia is a one-of-a-kind holiday spectacular for the entire family. Live strings, brass, and a full choir perform contemporary arrangements of Christmas classics. Featuring a special aerialist performance and American Idol contestant Christabel Clack, Christmas Fantasia is free at Church on the Rock, St. Peter's, Missouri, December 14th and 15th at 6 p.m. Visit cotr.org.
For any of your heating or cooling needs, you can always depend on Martin Jetco Heating and Air Conditioning. Let their perfect reputation give you peace of mind and a comfortable home. They offer maintenance, repairs, and complete turnkey installations by professionally trained installers. Martin Jetco Heating and Cooling is your local York dealer. They are family-owned and operated, offer free in-home estimates, and financing is available. Check out the rebates and incentives that they'll pass on to you at martin-jetco.com. Martin Jetco Heating and Cooling is a proud sponsor of the Missouri Tigers on KTRS. We'll be right back.
Planning a party, planning an event, a charity event, maybe some construction on the house. You need to make sure you call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation, locally owned, locally operated, and proud of it. The only union sanitation company on the Missouri side of the river. They're bigger and they last longer. That means they're cleaner longer. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation or R&RPortableToilets.com.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Altair Travel wants me to remind you that the Cardinal Cruise is right around the corner. 7-night Eastern Caribbean St. Louis Cardinal Cruise. Headliners include manager Mike Matheny and a host of players. Enjoy duty-free bargains of St. Thomas and the most breathtaking beaches of St. Martin. Altair Travel and Cruises want you to know that cabins are going fast. January 25th through February 1st, the Cardinal Cruise. Call Altair Travel for more information. 314-968-9600 or altairtravel.com.
Five new brands are now on sale at REI's 5 Days, Five Brands event. Hurry in and save big on gifts at REI stores and REI.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
And our weather couldn't be more like Hawaii today.
Oh, beautiful.
83 degrees and sunny and no humidity. It's perfect. Hey, is today a rerun? Is this a best of?
I think so.
Oh. This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. This portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and Smokehouse Market out in the Chesterfield Valley. Great places to sit down and have a great meal or stop in and pick up some food and take it home from the deli there at the Smokehouse Market. Always good stuff. Anytime you're in the valley, look for the pig on the roof. You know you're in the right place for Annie Gunn's and a smokehouse. And our daily sponsor of this gentleman right here, Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Give it up.
Mike, we're in Blizzard Watch 550 today. We have in the St. Louis area almost an inch, maybe an inch and a half of snow. Although Ian, after the show today, has decided he wants to drive south to Branson because he wants to see what 15 inches of snow looks like.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Wow.
How is it in Palm Springs today?
Actually, it's cold. It was only, I can tell you exactly. It's as cold here as we've seen it in the last 8 months.
What, 60?
Oh, no, it's colder than that. 55 degrees.
55.
Ugh. Whoa.
Yeah, so nobody's going out today.
That is cold. And when it gets down there like that, there are actually people walking around with parkas on and stuff, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I wore a patouche and long underwear.
Oh, man.
What are you laughing at?
Man.
I'm laughing because I don't think I actually own long underwear anymore. I can't remember the last time I wore long underwear.
Yeah, well... Getting 55 degrees, you will.
Well, you're right. Next time it is, I'll have to buy some.
Pop quiz question, name the name of the celebrity who has thousands of dollars in Star Trek memorabilia, hundreds of costumes, and various Star Trek characters. Is it Rod Stewart, Ben Stiller, Harrison Ford, Robert Downey Jr.? Answer in just a minute. Medical report, good news. Amanda Bynes is out of inpatient rehab. It is she's on the right mixture of meds. She's feeling better. She's thinking straighter. She's getting back into school, living with her parents, and doing great.
Good to hear.
Good to hear. On the other hand, Paris Jackson has issues that are apparently going to take a little more time to address. It doesn't appear that it'll be anytime soon. Paris will be returning home. kind of sad. Got some sports shorts for you. Two New York Post headlines in the sports section I thought caught my attention.
A thing I saw on Twitter today, a TV station in Nashville, Tennessee, posted a picture of a tribute to Nelson Mandela with A-Rod's picture. How do you get that wrong?
That is very bizarre.
Yeah.
Proud homosexual Olympian gold medal ice skater Johnny Weir has heard the story that Russia promises to arrest any athletes at the Winter Games that openly act gay. Johnny says he now plans to dress and act just as gay as he possibly can. It dares the Russian government to arrest him. I think this could be interesting because if they arrest him, I think a lot of countries will just leave. I mean, first of all the skaters will leave.
Yep.
I mean, so when Denver plays Tennessee Sunday in Denver, it'll be 10 degrees and snow. Can't be a good thing for Peyton Manning. A couple of odds and ends with the passing of Nelson Mandela yesterday. Even more reason you really need to see Mandela, A Walk to Freedom, starring Idris Elba as Nelson Mandela.
I was really mad that I missed the screening of this last week. I want to see it.
Fabulous. The Obama's 70-pound dog, Bo, likes to chew on some of the priceless 200-year-old White House artifacts.
Oh.
I can't think that's a good thing.
No.
And regarding the 4,100 people at Kanye West's concert at the 18,000-seat Sprint Arena in Kansas City, 4,100 showed up.
Wow.
I hear they're going to have the same problem in Toronto, Houston, Dallas, Anaheim, and Chicago. Poor Kanye West.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Maybe they can show some videos of Taylor Swift. Let her take over the stage from Kanye. That would show up. The more people would show up to see her.
4,100 is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Name the name of the celebrity who has thousands of dollars in Star Trek memorabilia. Ben Stiller, Robert Downey Jr., Harrison Ford.
Dan Strauss.
Rod Stewart.
Your choice, Dan?
I'm going to go Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah. I'll say Ben Stiller.
I'm going Ben Stiller.
Absolutely, it's Ben Stiller. And finally, come on, Snowy St. Louis, Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play today, Aloha Friday. One big game, and you know what it is. Go Missouri Tigers beat Auburn. Lily Oglani, Lani, Ani, OJ, Laku, and a cock, and hui, hui, ho. Chill away, Kamaki, Kaka, who? Why be not look, Kamaki, Kaka, hui, ho.
Anana Kuli, Makawani, Yani, Ona, Nana Lula, Hawaii.
I think he swallowed a syllable there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like it. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market out in the Chesterfield Valley every day here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. There's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Pasco County, Florida, where Stacy Slabach was arrested last month for driving without a license, and her car was impounded. And a couple of days later, she went to the sheriff's evidence building with her mother to collect some medication that she had left in the impounded car. While her mother was attempting to negotiate to get back the meds, Stacy went to the bathroom in the lobby. I don't mean she went to the bathroom in the lobby. I mean she went to a bathroom that was off the lobby. While she was in there, she injected herself with cocaine. While she was doing that, a sheriff's department employee walked in, saw the needle in Stacy's arm, called deputies who arrested her on the spot. Bail set at $54.50. She was charged with possession of marijuana, cocaine, and paraphernalia. Sheriff spokeswoman Melanie Snow says, quote, "We usually don't have cases where we find people shooting up drugs in our own agency's public restrooms," unquote. Story number two from Novosibirsk, Russia. Alexander Kaptarenko will be one of the people taking part in the Olympic torch relay to Sochi for the Winter Games. And at 101 years old, he's probably the oldest member of the torch relay. And that means he's preparing for the torch run a little differently. They haven't given him a torch to practice with yet, but the Olympic Organizing Committee recommended that he try running carrying some small dumbbells. But Alexander didn't like that. He didn't like the weight, so he's using his own substitute, a 6-pound frozen salmon. He also hopes the relay organizers will give him a break by shortening the length of his part of the torch relay from the standard 200 meters to 50. That's about 54 yards. After all, he is 101 years old. Meanwhile, he and the frozen salmon have a daily routine. He carries it around for a few minutes at a time, then puts it back in the freezer and goes to sit down. Story number three is from Everett, Washington, where a 23-year-old, 367-pound man and a woman took $61 worth of tequila from a Safeway grocery store Tuesday night. Store employees noticed that the guy wasn't wearing shoes, but he did have different colored socks, one of which was bright purple. Everyone noticed the bright purple socks. Surveillance footage of the incident was reviewed, and an employee told police, "I think I went to this guy. I think I went to school with this guy at Everett High School." So they said, "Well, do you have a yearbook?" And the worker went home, got the yearbook, came back, showed it to the cops. They saw the suspect's name and photo there, tracked down his address, went to his home about 1 o'clock in the morning, found the guy sitting in his living room wearing different clothing, except for the socks, including the one very bright purple sock. And he was arrested on suspicion of second-degree robbery. Police are still looking for the woman. Next, we go to Hermitage, Tennessee, where Greg and Stacy Terry went to the drive-through window at McDonald's for breakfast. And when they did, they got more than they ordered. When they got to their house a few blocks away, they opened up the bag. And by the way, right there, you're ignoring the basic fast food drive-through rule. Check the bag before you leave. But they didn't. When they got home, they looked inside, and instead of a couple of Egg McMuffins, there were three Ziploc bags full of cash. Stacy told a local TV station, "We were both shell-shocked. When do you ever go to a place and they just hand you money? We just kind of stood there for a second, and we were like, okay, let's get in the truck and give it back." And while they were pulling out of their driveway, they saw a McDonald's employee pull up to their neighbor's house. Stacy said she looked like she was going to cry, seemed very relieved to find us. But Terry has volunteered to return the money to McDonald's. It turns out it was money that should have gone to the bank in a big deposit for the store. The Terrys say they're not sure how much money was in there, but it wouldn't have mattered. They still were going to do the right thing. So did this McDonald's store give them a free breakfast for their honesty? No. Do the Terrys feel bad about that? No. Stacy says it was an honest mistake they made. We don't expect something for doing the right thing. But they did get a thank you from Phil Gray, the owner and operator of the franchise, who says he's looking into how the mistake happened to make sure it doesn't happen again. And we'll finish with a story sent in by listener Jeff Olson, who, when it was first issued, the lawsuit comes after her son was ordered out, even though he's never been convicted of a crime there. The law says that fights and gunshots and a menacing dog and all the other stuff for which he was to blame, which she called the police about, qualify under the nuisance law. The case is going back to court later on this month. People in the neighborhood are saying, why was the law good for everybody else's kid, but not yours? Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. Have a great night. Sandy Miller is coming up next with Fox 2 News at 6, and then our pregame coverage begins for Mizzou and Auburn, which will actually take place tomorrow afternoon. I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's head into the weekend now and see how traffic's moving. Tim, have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks. You guys, too, and be safe. Ian.